It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. The Super Bowl is set.
And there it is! The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl!
That game on Fox, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Detroit Lions 34-31 to win the NFC title game. Earlier tonight, the Kansas City Chiefs shut down the Baltimore Ravens to reach the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
We've been underdogs for the last few games, but we never feel like underdogs. We got a lot of guys on this team that know how to win. And when playoffs came around, I knew we were going to make it happen. And now we're in the Super Bowl, and the job's not done.
That on CBS, so it'll be the Chiefs versus the 49ers in the Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, 2 weeks from tonight. Just in, Iran says it was not behind a drone strike in Jordan that killed three American troops. Dozens more were hurt in the attack. President Biden earlier blamed an Iranian-backed group and vows that the U.S. will respond. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes has details on the attack.
CBS News has learned the U.S. troops who were killed and injured were in their sleeping quarters at their base in northeast Jordan when the drone strike took place in the pre-dawn hours. Military officials now say at least 34 service members were injured, three were killed. 350 Army and Air Force personnel are deployed to that logistics support base located near the Syrian border.
Back here, a domestic disturbance call in Palm Bay City, Florida, turns into a deadly shootout. Two officers were hurt in the gunfire. Police chief there, Mario Ogello, says the suspect, Brandon Pappas, was killed.
Mr. Pappas, however, is deceased as a result, a direct result of his actions towards our officers when he gains them with lethal force.
A second person died, but their identity has not been released. The White House and a group of bipartisan senators are close to a deal to overhaul immigration policy. Sources tell CBS News they could unveil a plan this week.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford on Face the Nation said the former president and his allies, mostly House Republicans, are misinformed.
They're all functioning off of internet rumors of what's in the bill, and many of them are false.
The deal would require Homeland Security reject migrants when there are spikes in crossings, raise the standard for asylum seekers, and expand fast-track deportations. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
A man broke into a New Orleans bakery, and before walking out with cash and vodka, he decided to grab a handful of king cakes. Those cakes are among the foods most associated with carnival in New Orleans. The rings of pastry are adorned with purple, green, and gold sugar or icing, and they often have a tiny plastic baby hidden inside. Whoever did it has not been caught. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Heavy heart, flattened on see where you get that call. Now he's got your back up against that wall.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Essential Last Crack. That is Pinned from The Uprising, their latest release that came out in 2019. Shelter before that from Sinister Funkhouse 17. Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? I sure would like to know. You can send me an email right now, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. You can text us through the Civic Media app or 844-96-PARTY. What is your essential last crack? Well, send me an email and then listen for it every Saturday at 11 o'clock. Replays on Sunday at the same time across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. This is Maxine Kevy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Happy to have you along. Maxine Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza. Then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Honeybee Cannabis, Wisconsin-grown cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin, THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners, Honeybee Cannabis Company. Find them on Facebook and also on sale at the Jennifer Street Market. On the way, we got new music from Mickey Sunshine. We'll do some Lockjaw as well. And we'll do some throwback music from Half Past Zero and Government Zero. Right now, the latest from the Skin Tones is Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Too long, too long, too long, and hello to things of all. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
close my eyes and all I hear are devils in disguise and they're crawling so near. Who am I to turn away? Who would listen when there's nothing to say?
Civic Media, we are local music, half past zero from 2007. Devils in Disguise, that's the title track to that album. The guitarist, the guitarist Jason, he plays around in Madison all the time in cover bands, and he's also played guitar country style with Kirsty Krause at Atwood Fest. That was pretty cool. Government Zero before that, shout out to Grandpa Chris. It's his birthday. I wonder if this reminds me, I'm here once again to ask, do you think Government Zero will release a new album in 2024? I mean, it's possible, I guess. I wouldn't hold your breath, though. I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. Glad you could tune in. Don't forget, you can grab all the podcasts right now. MaxIncRadio.com, live in the lair, the 6 to 9 show. And, of course, Max Inc. Heavy is up there for 2 weeks for you. Grab it now, MaxIncRadio.com. These guys have a show coming up at Club Jarabani's in Milwaukee on March 22nd. It's Lockjaw and their latest one, Annie of Love. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Every day we start again.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Walked in your door, threw me against the wall, called me up. Is my kink after all? You're 40 years old. That's why I'm into this. Pass the blindfold. I'll be your little. Hoping not looking for a wife. Can think about me for life. While you save another dog from the pound. Gonna burn another city to the ground. Remember when I said I'm not your honey? Get me out.
Why?
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Mickey Sunshine, Best Dad. That song's kind of creepy. I like it, though. It's really good. They're going to be playing at the Crystal Corner Bar on February 10th with Product Band, Carly, and M. Shays. It's February 10th at the Crystal Corner Bar. This band has been doing a lot of live broadcasts on Twitch and YouTube live concerts. They just had one tonight with Marston. Wave the flag high, folks. It's the Lords of the Trident and the Metal Sea. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music, the Metal Sea, Lords of the Trident. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy today. We really appreciate it. In fact, the whole program from 6 to midnight every Saturday night. If you missed any part of the program, it's going to replay tonight at midnight. It's going to be replay again across the Civic Media Network on Sunday evening starting at 6 o'clock. And, of course, you can grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com. You get the show podcast. The interviews are busted out for easy sharing. And also the live in the lair. Miss Megan Owens was awesome tonight. We thank her for coming in. Next week, Chloe Gerard will join us in studio. She used to be Chloe Louise. She has new music coming out. Looking forward to seeing her again. Plus, the listening party is live in the lair. And you can grab the podcast once again anytime at maxincradio.com. Before I get out of here, I want to play some Subatomic for you. Common Threads just around the corner. We'll try to squeeze them some faster. Right now, it's Not Dead Yet. And their song, Johnny Cashed Out. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
same.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Twisted.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you want to go out and see a band or get a drink, you want to know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Sony or music magazine. The record labels read it, so does the girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.